This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Rick Perry drops out, endorses Newt Gingrich, but a bombshell coming. We're already getting clips of it tonight on ABC News. Newt Gingrich's second wife speaks out.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
So I will leave the trail, return home to Texas, wind down my 2012 campaign, and I will do so with pride, knowing I gave fully of myself, of a cause worthy of this country.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
As I've contemplated the future of this campaign, I have come to the conclusion that there is no viable path forward for me in this 2012 campaign. Therefore, today, I am suspending my campaign and endorsing Newt Gingrich for President of the United States.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. A lot of political news to talk about. Of course, Rick Perry drops out of the race. He endorses Newt Gingrich on a day that Newt Gingrich, it's a tough one because on tonight on Nightline, and we're already getting clips of it, his second wife, ex-wife, is speaking out. Marianne Gingrich, who he was married to until 1999, I think, was remarried in 2000. And she has spoken to reporters before, but never really in this kind of sit-down. She did 2 hours with ABC News, and that'll be edited down tonight on Nightline. Very controversial interview, and she doesn't have nice things to say about him. And, Dad, the question will be how much this affects voters in South Carolina over the next 48 hours.
Well, you've got a lot of poll shifting right now. I mentioned yesterday the Real Clear Politics average still has Romney up 33.6 to Gingrich at 26, Paul at 14.2, Santorum at 13.4, Perry at that point was at 4.4. He is now, of course, withdrawn from the race. He is out. He has endorsed Gingrich. But there is a Rasmussen report today showing that Gingrich is actually at 33, Romney at 31. Perry, they had down to 2, by the way. So what's interesting here, and I think phenomenal here, is this not only you have Perry coming out, but then you've got this so-called bombshell announcement coming out on former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich today, which is supposed to be, you know, quite shocking. Now, it may be information that's already out there, but that's going to shake this race up even more. Folks, we want to take your calls. How are you feeling about all of this, folks? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to take your calls about this. Jordan, this is a changing dynamic. You and I were down in South Carolina. There's a debate tonight. This is changing by the moment.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Rick Perry, people suspect he may drop out, but he endorses Newt Gingrich even with the bombshell. Remember, Dad, combined, these are the two who have been the nastiest on Mitt Romney about his work in the private sector and really what has been a lot of criticism from conservatives. Remember, this is Rick Perry's Mr. Vulture Capitalism, and he supports Newt Gingrich. And many said, you know, listen, I played a bite on my show, Dad, yesterday from a head of a private equity firm who said, you know, we paid Newt Gingrich $40,000 to come speak to us, and he praised private equity. I'll show you the copy of the check. And now he's running ads against Mitt Romney. Well, Rick Perry did the same thing. He now endorses Newt Gingrich. As Chris Wallace pointed out today, though, what does that mean? I mean, Rick Perry was down below where John Huntsman was when he dropped out. He was down to 4% in South Carolina. So that shift may not be so significant unless it really does come down to a percent or two. And that will remain to be seen. I don't know the impact of this interview. We'll play some of the sound bites from it yet. It's tough to predict because, unlike many of us, voters in South Carolina that have been with the candidates, they may be a little bit more certain on who they're going to vote for.
Interesting also, so I'm going to play a bite when we come back from the break, that Governor Perry, who's endorsed former Speaker of the House Gingrich, but some statements he made, it's pretty interesting. So I think you've got to really look at this whole thing in a perspective. It's fascinating, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. If you're calling from South Carolina, we'd love to hear from you, too. 800-684-3110. Now, last night I was reviewing our almost final draft of our brief to the Supreme Court on the second issue. We want you to participate in that. Now, we're taking a stand against Obamacare. We want to win it in the courts if we can, and that's where I need your help. You go to your phones now. How about being part of history? You'll be able to tell your children and grandchildren, I went to the Supreme Court for your future. Our phone lines are open for you to add your name to that at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. To be part of a Supreme Court brief, you can sign up at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255.
This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief. You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Obviously, we're talking about a very dynamic political scene right now in South Carolina. We're giving you moment-by-moment analysis, legal analysis, political analysis, but I don't want to take away from something. I just want to take a minute here at the beginning. I need your help. Tomorrow is going to be the last day for you to sign up for this particular brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, the second one we're filing. We had a great response yesterday. I need you to be with me on this brief to the Supreme Court challenging Obamacare. If you signed our previous brief, thank you, but I need you to go back to the website or call in and add your name again. So go to aclj.org, and we've got a lot of information posted there, by the way, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, the reason I want you to do this is I want hundreds of thousands of you. We're over 150, probably pushing on 200,000 signatures to this brief. What a statement it's going to make. If we've got almost 120 members of the United States Congress. Can you imagine if we have that and 250,000 citizens from all 50 states speaking out against Obamacare, its pro-abortion agenda, its takeover of the economy? I want you to be part of this. I want you to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren, when it came to the biggest government takeover, I stood up with you. Here is the number. This is really critical, folks. Call us at 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this brief. Stand up for freedom here. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, let's go back to the politics, Jordan, because all of that's going to impact this, too. I'm looking at the situation and wondering, you had the Perry endorsement of Gingrich this morning. You're going to have the announcement or the debate tonight, but before debate, after the debate, everybody's going to be talking about this ABC interview with Newt Gingrich's second wife. That's going to be a bombshell, I think.
Yeah, and here's some of it. ABC has released some of the video already. This is Marianne Gingrich, his second wife. Let me point out surrounding the controversy because, again, a lot of this happened before the cable news cycle. His first wife he married when he was very young, and there's allegations that she was getting treatment for cancer and he left her, and there was a lot of controversy over that. Second wife says he left her right after she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and this is the first time she's really spoken out on video. She's done some interviews before with print newspapers and magazines, but not on video like this. Let's listen to her in her own words. You have to make your own judgment, Bite 14.
I said to him, Newt, we've been married a long time. And he said, yes, but you want me all to yourself. Calista doesn't care what I do.
What was he saying to you, you think?
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
He wanted an open marriage?
Yeah, that I accept the fact that he has somebody else in his life.
And you said?
No, that is not a marriage.
All right, so Jordan, the analysis, how is, you know, in a general election, that is going to become a major issue. Does it play in South Carolina? What happens there?
Well, I'd say this. It didn't affect Newt Gingrich as being a Fox News contributor, as being a conservative speaker, as an author. But when you run for president of the United States, your personal life does matter. You can't put Bill Clinton under a microscope and not do it to Newt Gingrich. It's not fair. That's not playing honest. And remember, this is what got Newt Gingrich in trouble. He was going through these impeachment hearings. Now, it wasn't for an affair. It was for perjury. But he was giving all those speeches about moral platitudes and then doing this. And his wife talks about that in this interview tonight, too. How, you know, 2 days after telling her exactly what she just said, he wants a divorce, he wants this, and having an affair with his current wife, and she was a staffer for him, that he was giving speeches to people about, you know, moral superiority and this and that. And, for you know, you could be a contributor to Fox News, you can be an author, you can be a conservative speaker. But to run for president of the United States, it's all fair game because your personal life is no longer personal anymore. And he chose to do that. He chose to put his family through that. And obviously, you know, it got to his she also says in this interview, Dad, she doesn't think he has the character to be president of the United States. I mean, this is stuff that we'll see how it affects voters. I'm not sure if it'll affect South Carolina voters as much as it may affect voters in other states because they've gotten to know these candidates. But who knows? I mean, we'll see how the debate goes. Is he still on message? Is he shaken up? And then what happens in the reaction to people tonight? I don't think Rick Perry's endorsement is gonna be what pushes Newt Gingrich over the top in South Carolina.
Well, here's one of the ironies of the Rick Perry endorsement, and I personally like, you know, I know most of these, well, not most of them, I know all of these candidates, and I like Governor Perry, but here's what he said previously about the whole fidelity to your wife issue. Let's play number 15. This is what surprised me about the endorsement.
Not only did I make a vow to my wife, but I made a vow to God. I would suggest to you that's even stronger than a handshake in Texas. I've always kind of been of the opinion that if you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on your business partner. So I think that issue of fidelity is important. I mean, it's a characteristic of which people look at individuals, whether it's in their business lives or whether it's in their personal lives or whether it's picking someone to serve in public office for them.
Well, there you go. I think this is a an interesting statement from Perry, and now the endorsement. But this puts the whole thing is in quite a state of flux in South Carolina. By the way, we're analyzing it. We're laying it out for you, the evidence. You're going to make your own decisions. Jordan, we've got all of our phone lines are jammed. Let's start getting some phone calls up.
Yeah, let's go to Ryan calling from Utah on line 3. Ryan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate you very, very much, and I try to support everything you guys put out.
Thanks.
On the radio and via internet.
Thanks.
So I really pray for you guys regularly.
Appreciate it, Ryan.
I'm a pastor. I pastor a youth ministry in Utah. I was raised LDS. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and I contend with the issues with Mormonism every day. Having said that, I am 100% behind Mitt Romney for president. Mainly because he represents everything our country needs. He's a strong social conservative, believes in protecting life. He backs Israel to the nth degree. And he's a proven businessman that believes in the freedom that capitalism provides human beings.
Let me ask you a question, Pastor, because this is a question we get a lot here. And so the theology doesn't impact the way you're viewing the way he would govern. I always make the statement, you're not electing a theologian in chief. You've got, we've got a lot of listeners that are Catholic, Baptist, LDS, Jewish. I mean, we have a broad range of listenership here. How do you answer that question when somebody asks you, boy, it's not a doctrine, theology you support, but you can still support the individual candidate?
Our forefathers believe that we are endowed by our creator with certain inalienable rights, and the Mormons believe that, the Catholics believe that, anyone who believes in a sovereign creator believes in the very foundation.
So you're talking, what I always mention is, does the individual candidate understand the Judeo-Christian heritage of our country?
Especially the ethics, and he does absolutely.
All right, well, I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening, and also we appreciate your support coming out of as a youth pastor. That's great to know. Interestingly, as this develops, Jordan, I think we're going to see quite a debate tonight. I think the impact on that's going to be significant. Our phone lines, by the way, are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Again, I'm only going to be mentioning this briefly during the broadcast. We've got so much political news to cover. Last couple of days here for you to sign on to this brief to the Supreme Court on Obamacare. All the candidates want to get rid of it. I'd like to get rid of it at the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's where I need your help. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255 or simply call us at ACLJ or go to the website at aclj.org. It's another easy way to do it. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go back to the phones. Robert from Pennsylvania on line two. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert. Robert, you're on the air. All right, Jordan, let's go to somebody else.
It looks like we dropped Robert. Let's go to Marcus calling from California on line five.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yesterday you guys were talking about the abortion part of the Obamacare.
Yes.
And what people, I think, are forgetting is that he promised his own Democrat Party that if they pass this Obamacare, he would take that out of there because there's a lot of Democrats or a few Democrats.
Right.
Want it, and they weren't going to pass it unless they got rid of it, and he promised to take it out. And now he's just, well, like always, lying.
It was called the Stupak-Pitts Amendment, and Jordan, that did not pass, and that didn't get through, and Planned Parenthood said if the health care, Obamacare, did not pass, it would be a disaster for women's reproductive rights. So we know it's all over Obamacare.
Yeah, that's right. And not only did it not really affect anything, a lot of the Democrat members of Congress who supported it did not win re-election because they had a pro-life, more left-leaning constituency, but still very pro-life, who said, no, 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 you lied to us. You told us you were going to protect life if you voted for this law, and you didn't. And remember, we found the emails out between Elena Kagan and Lawrence Tribe. Now she's a Supreme Court justice. At the time, was Solicitor General of the U.S., making fun of the executive order the president signed. Planned Parenthood supported the law. They didn't complain about the executive order. They know it's good for abortion, and, Dad, that's what's clear about Obamacare. He knows he hoodwinked the American people. And, listen, voters responded to that in 2010. The question is, are people going to be reminded of it in 2012?
And we want to remind you of it right this moment in 2012 because we are filing our second brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's where I need your help. You can go to aclj.org and easily sign on to that brief online. Very easy way for you to do it, aclj.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to a brief to the Supreme Court of the United States saying no to the pro-abortion Obamacare, saying no to the individual mandate. Folks, you can be part of history, actually. ACLJ.org, great place to go not only to sign the brief, but to get information, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's win this thing at the Supreme Court. We need your help. 877-989-2255.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. This is a very important time. With the Supreme Court poised to hear oral arguments on Obamacare in March, the clock is ticking. Time is running out to send the Supreme Court a message. Obamacare, the government-run pro-abortion health care law, is not only wrong for America, it is unconstitutional as well. More than 100,000 Americans already have signed on to a critical amicus brief filed by the American Center for Law and Justice at the Supreme Court on the Obamacare case. But round two is just around the corner. The ACLJ is just weeks away from filing a second amicus brief with the High Court, urging the justices to strike down the individual mandate, the provision that forces Americans to purchase health insurance. This is the time to add your name to that brief. You can make a difference. Stand with the ACLJ now. Tell the Supreme Court it must reject Obamacare. Add your name now. Call 1-877. 989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine?
I have this feeling that these candidates are going to be very happy to have been in South Carolina, Jordan, and are ready to get out of South Carolina after we were there. South Carolina is a tough – I love South Carolina, by the way. And I will tell you, the Chamber of Commerce in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, was phenomenal. The Faith and Freedom event that we did with the Faith and Freedom Coalition, I want to thank the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. Boy, they were great to work with. The people of Myrtle Beach were great to work with. But, Jordan, as this thing gets really more difficult and uglier – I think they're all ready to get to Florida. The question is, who is going to be going to Florida? That's going to be the big question in all of this.
Yes, and I've picked up some interesting stuff on Twitter, Dad, today, too, and I think talking directly about faith, people are saying, you know, this is wrong to do. What about forgiveness? Rick Perry mentioned that in his speech today, that you shouldn't even talk about. Now, all I've been doing today is taking, you know, news headlines, copy and pasting those into Twitter, and then tweeting out the news article so people can see the breaking news that's out there in the mainstream media. And I think the question is not about forgiveness. This is not about faith. This is about being president of the United States. And listen, you all jump up and down if it's a liberal doing this kind of stuff. You cannot act. You can't have a double standard. So if you're not going to say, OK, this doesn't matter, then, hey, this happens to somebody who's liberal. You may not like their issues, just like you may agree with Newt Gingrich on issues. But don't attack them on this stuff because you're not playing fair. And I think you can honestly, as an American and as a Christian, care about this. It's not about forgiveness. You can at least take it into account. That's what Rick Perry is talking about. It's part of someone's character. You have to judge whether or not that's changed or not. And this isn't a one-off event, Dad. You know, unlike, you know, a lot of people, families know it. People at church have experienced this stuff before. This happened twice before in his life. And so that's that adds to, I think, a different statement.
And that's
going to
play in a general election. Let me tell you, it's going to be an issue in a general election, big time, bigger than it will be even in an election, even in a primary. In a general election, it's going to be the, you know, you're going to have the Obama family, which has been a model family compared with the Newt situation. And I'm with you. I'm all for forgiveness. And I know the speaker. I like the speaker. Again, this is not anything personal here. I'm trying to give you legal and political analysis. We've got a lot of calls here. Let's go to them right now. Who do we have next?
Yeah, Glenn calling from Mississippi on line three. Glenn, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, God bless you, ACLJ, and I follow you, and I believe in your organization. I come in as on Governor Perry. I really believe in him, and I really like to see him drop out, but his endorsement, I believe, of Newt is because it's not because he's, of course, in agreement with what he's not.
We're having a lot of trouble hearing you. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I think what he wanted to say is that, you know, it's not about his personal life. It's more about, you know, he thinks he'll do well in the election. I think that's fair to say. But again, let me play this again. This is Rick Perry, not 5 years ago. This is Rick Perry when he was asked directly. Now, this is a guy who endorsed Newt Gingrich today, after his campaign faltered an extreme level. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen a campaign drop. Fred Thompson, people said, don't compare Perry to Fred Thompson. Rick Perry's campaign, not him, his campaign was worse. But let's hear Rick Perry talk about Newt Gingrich when it comes to the issue of his personal life and the marriages. He was asked a direct question. Here's his answer, and I think this tells a lot.
Not only did I make a vow to my wife, but I made a vow to God. I would suggest to you that's even stronger than a handshake in Texas. I've always kind of been of the opinion that if you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on your business partner. So I think that issue of fidelity is important. I mean, it's a characteristic of which people look at individuals, whether it's in their business lives or whether it's in their personal lives or whether it's picking someone to serve in public office for them.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how all this plays out, how it shakes out. The polls in South Carolina very, very close. Again, let me mention, folks, last 2 days here for you to get on this brief. Obviously, we're talking about politics, but to get on this Obamacare brief that we've got at the Supreme Court of the United States, I want your help. I need your help. Be part of the team here, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Either way, you could do it that way. Who's next?
Let's go to Rebecca in California on line five. Rebecca, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your program.
Thank you.
It's in my prayers.
Thanks.
I just have two comments. First is that we as Americans, how can we vote for someone who will not stand along with Israel. That's my first comment. Second comment is regarding the Obama health care abortion, mostly the long-term or the late-term abortion, as it's known, or partial birth abortion.
Right.
You know, I would really ask all the listeners to go online and pull that procedure up and actually look and see what that procedure is.
Oh, it's, I mean, you talk about gruesome. It was awful. And I will say this, that Senator Santorum was a real champion in getting that legislation through. And we fought very hard twice at the Supreme Court of the United States and finally won that at the Supreme Court of the United States. And with regard to Israel, I know you're talking about Ron Paul. I know we have a lot of Ron Paul listeners. Look, that's his foreign policy position. Now, he's not doing particularly well in South Carolina. Although right now he's, according to the Real Clear Politics average, he is ahead of Rick Santorum, which brings up an interesting question, Jordan. If it falls this way, Gingrich, Romney, or Romney, Gingrich, Paul, Santorum, what happens to Rick Santorum?
I think if Rick Santorum comes in fourth place, he has to really consider dropping out. He's gotten some support into his super PAC from wealthy donors, but, Dad, I'm not sure that they're going to be there for him. He got some support from a lot of evangelicals, but not the majority, and I think the Gingrich campaign did a good job of blunting a lot of that. What happened in that Texas meeting has become really just a mess, a disaster for a lot of the old-line evangelical leadership who I think got caught up in a campaign war unexpectedly because of a couple of organizers who didn't play very honestly with these results. And the Gingrich campaign was there and said, listen, it was basically a split vote. And it wasn't everybody endorsing Rick Santorum. You haven't seen that on the ground in South Carolina. No one showed up. No one's there to make the final push. And if he comes in behind Ron Paul or in third place way behind Gingrich or Romney, I mean, if he's a real Republican who cares about the outcome of this, you don't keep dragging this stuff out. But, you know, if it's all close, if he tightens the gap, then he, with all the stuff happened about Newt Gingrich, he may say, okay, I'll give it another couple weeks.
All right, folks. Well, let's grab one more call in here. And
sure.
then, Jordan, who do you have coming up? What do you got on your program today?
Yeah, David French and Than Bennett, full half hour discussing politics. We're going to discuss this story that came out. We're going to look into that further. And also issues that really South Carolinians are going to vote for. What are they going to the polls for? And will this kind of personal stuff matter to them? It's very different than a state where you don't get to see the candidate in every town or wherever you live. So we'll take another phone call now. Glenda from North Carolina on line 6. Glenda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi. Thank you very, very much for having us.
Sure.
I just wanted to – I've got a couple of things after hearing the other question.
Right.
One of my questions was on the Electoral College. Do Americans really elect their president?
Well, you do. Let me, because we're running out of time here. You do, but the Electoral College is in the Constitution. The reason it's there is so that the large states don't have a disproportional interest. So you don't, you know, winning the popular vote doesn't mean you win the presidency. And we've seen that before. So it's in the Constitution for a reason. They don't want the smaller states to have no voice in the election of the president of the United States. Now, talking about that, folks, all of the Republican candidates have said they will repeal Obamacare. Well, that's wonderful, and that's a great thing. However, having said that, I don't know who the next president of the United States is going to be. I do know this. We're at the Supreme Court of the United States, and this is where I need your help. You go to your phones right now. This is the last 2 days for you to sign the brief. Today and tomorrow, and that's it for this round of the brief. 877-989-2255. Take a stand for your family, for your future, for our country. 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. Great information there. You can sign up online, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Stand with me at the Supreme Court of the United States and visit us at ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.